For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. All nine people on board are presumed dead in the Georgia crash of a C-130 transport cargo plane that belonged to the Puerto Rican Air National Guard.
The way that plane was smashed onto the ground, it's going to be kind of hard for them to recover anything.
Jean Bilbo is with the Effingham County Sheriff's Department. She says there could have been countless lives lost at the busy intersection where the plane crashed.
As far as we know, there were no cars hit in this crash. It is an absolute miracle at that time of day and that intersection.
But all of the crew, who are members of the Puerto Rico Air National Guard, are believed dead. They were en route to Arizona on a training mission. The plane had just finished routine maintenance in Savannah, and it was supposed to be retired after this one final flight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
A legendary organization is now accepting women. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
When it comes to its flagship program, Boy Scouts will become Scouts BSA effective February of next year when it starts allowing girls to join. Now, the parent organization will keep the name the Boy Scouts of America, and the Cub Scouts program for 7 to 10-year-olds will also keep that name. Girls are already able to join the Cub Scouts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Southwest plane had to make an emergency landing when a window cracked mid-flight.
It just sounded like a really loud pop.
Passenger Karen O'Grady was just a couple seats away when this crack suddenly appeared in a window at more than 30,000 feet. She was one of 81 passengers on board Southwest Flight 957.
We're going to walk you right on to the plane next door.
The flight from Chicago to Newark diverted to Cleveland and landed safely. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After learning that impeachment papers were being drawn up against him, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus are now engaging in attempted extortion against him. With more on this story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The caucus has been pushing for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, and a document leaked by the caucus indicates they're looking into the possible impeachment of Rosenstein, who tells Fox News,
I just don't have anything to say about documents like that, that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way, but I can tell you the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thursday, May 3rd, is a very special day in America. It is the National Day of Prayer. With more on that story, here's John Clemens.
Millions of Americans across all 50 states will be gathering in churches, local businesses, the steps of city halls, in schools, neighborhoods, in public gathering places for a day of public prayer for America. In one voice, they will lift a single request to God, unity in America. Dr. Ronnie Floyd, the president of the National Day of Prayer, said, "We are living through a crucial time in our country's history. Division rages. Hate and vitriolic language are loud." I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.